beautiful people, welcome to another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. Your favorite Ibadan girl is happy to be with you guys. Like, it's another Friday and I'm meeting with one of my most amazing set of people. I love you guys so much and I did not take this opportunity. I tried not to say that word, like that line, but then I did not take this opportunity for granted. Yes, so it's the new month. It's the beginning of February. This is like the first episode for February. And also, it's my friend's birthday today. Drum rolls! Okay, so it's my friend's birthday today. Aisha, I wish you happy birthday. I pray that the Lord will be with you, will guide you, and that this year is going to be a super amazing year for you. And also, in the month of January, one of my friends got married, Isan, and I could not make it to Abuja, but then my mind was with you, babe. It felt like I could just teleport myself to Abuja, and I'm like, boom, I'm in Abuja. But then it all happened for best reasons, and I'm so happy for you. I pray that your new home is blessed in Jesus' name. So I'm just happy that a lot of us will keep winning, winning our businesses and our personal lives, and it's super amazing. Like, let's just thank God. So welcome to today's episode. Last week on the podcast, we talked about, last episode, we talked about chapter 24, and it was super amazing sharing my journey with you guys. If you've not listened to it, you can always go back to listen to that episode and send me a feedback. Today on the episode, it's quite a different one. Today, I said today we're going to be talking about practical examples of how to move on. Yes. Okay, so something happened to me and I was thinking about something that happened in the past, and I felt like, what's wrong with me? Why does it feel like I've not moved on from the past? And I spoke to a friend, he still felt the same way, and I'm like, okay, what is wrong? So I just felt I think I might not be the only one going through this thing. Quite a number of people could actually be going through this thing, and I'm like, oh, I think I need to write an episode, release an episode on how to actually move on from the past successfully. So I got a couple of people to actually send me their opinion, things that worked for them when they had to move on from the past. And trust me, guys, I'm sure people can't wait to listen to what they actually told me. And please note that all the people that shared their feedbacks, their responses with me, are actually going to be anonymous on today's episode. And I'm actually just going to read out their comments. Okay, so let's get into that. So the first story I have with me says, so my moving on experience has to do with relationship and realizing myself what? I had major error days that I always wished did not exist. It felt like I was needed to be in a relationship to feel good. And I eventually got in terrible relationships that added no value, but rather made me worse off and feel less of myself. My relationship grew in number as per exes, and it wasn't even a thing to be proud about. Fast forward to sitting myself down and talking to myself, realizing my self-worth and concluding that I deserve better. I read books, listened to a few messages, and had a open mind to life. I looked at relationships that were working and women that are doing well in their career, and I didn't want any less for myself. I then began to be more intentional about how I dated, even though I still failed at a few times, but it did not break me. My criteria changed from minor things to more tangible things, and I can boldly say I healed from the past. Sometimes it tries to haunt me, but I snap out. A good thing I also did for my present relationship was to tell my partner everything. Wow, not leaving out any detail. It wasn't easy, but I did. This happens to be my longest relationship ever, even after opening up about my ugly relationship past. Okay, so that's like, I think the part this particular person got me was the part where they made mention that they told their partner about everything that happened in their past, and I'm like, oh my God, that's super crazy. Like, you, I'm just trying to like imagine that actually, because having to tell your partner all that actually happened in the past, I can imagine how terrible your past must have been with the way you explained. But then that's like super amazing, and I'm glad that you actually moved on from the past. So that's one practical example that works. She had to read messages, had to listen to messages, had to read books, and it's actually been super amazing. Let's get to another one. This one says, one thing I can mention from the past that hurt me was when a situation happened between I and my mom. She said she didn't trust me and was having a suspicious thought and look at me. Okay, this is interesting. Well, you wouldn't blame her, especially knowing how young girls are rampantly getting pregnant. And so when I'm ill, she starts asking me those funny questions. It really got to me one day and cried bitterly. Then I said I would start doing what she said she suspected me for. But then my brother advised me not to act rashly based on my emotions, that I should calm down before taking any decision. My brothers also advised that I just continue being the good girl that I am, that is for my own benefit too, by not getting into trouble, and that one day my mom will get to believe me totally. It changed my behavior to my mom, but with time and after crying and kind of spoke to God, and then I just decided that God should take the wheel. God really had to take the wheel. She said, okay. I'm trying to understand a story. Like, she had to tell God to take the wheel, and she has just been who she has, like, she has always been. I can't imagine having trust issues with your mom. That's like another level of it. Having to deal with your own personal issues, then your mom doesn't trust you enough. But I'm glad you moved on from it. So let's move on to another story. Okay, this person just gave me some words. It said, so hope in the Lord, hope in God, from Jeremiah 29:11, which assures me that God has good plans for me regardless. And I know it's hard, like, to just move on from a hurtful or disappointing situation, but trust me, once we start to see God's perspective on issues, we'll be able to move on. Also, I'm privileged to be surrounded by good people, and I'm grateful to God for it, and these people are actually good people, so when they give me advice or encouragement, I believe them. That's super amazing. Trying to move on from the past, trying to be with good people, people that would actually encourage you, people that would make you see reasons why the past is the past. Yes, and also we can't overemphasize the place of God. It can't be overemphasized. But let's move on. I still have another story. I think I still have one story before we wrap it up from the personal contribution. Okay, so to be sincere, to let go of the thoughts of the past is not easy at all. The past is just like a shadow following you silently. When you're in the dark and a light is shown on you, the shadow comes out and it is visible. This one is deep. I'll take that again. It says, the past is just like a shadow following you silently. When you're in the dark and a light is shown on you, the shadow comes out and it is visible. Now, the difference is if you choose to see it. The light shone maybe from something you had that someone else did, as you did in the past. The brain cells immediately pour down all the past, and suddenly your countenance changed. Why me, Lord? Not again. I'm sorry, Lord. Maybe that's why what I'm asking for from God is not coming through. All this comes from... Okay, you guys, I'm not actually exaggerating this. Like, that's what the person actually wrote there, so I'm reading it out. Okay, it says, all this comes up from within your subconscious self. All I listed above is what has happened to me, still happening to me. I'll share how I've been able to move past, or how I have moved past it. I did something terrible in the past, and now that I'm writing safe, I ought to feel regret, but instead I'm feeling grateful. When that thing happened, I was off myself. To pray self was wahala, because I'd be like, the God that saw me do this, will you want to hear me speak? This went for years. I was just a church goer. People would see me smile, but deep down, I was not fine. It's as if I come across something that would trigger the thought, man, I'm going back to square one of thinking again. How did I overcome it? This may sound contrary to some people, but since I'm the one saying the gist, God used a friend to post something on his status, a verse of the Bible that says, for all have sinned and come short of God's glory. That friend further explained that every one of us is a sinner. All of us are sinners. No matter what type of sin you commit, there's no big or small sin. Sin is sin before God. He further explained that this consciousness of God's word makes it interesting in the aspect that God is ready to write it off only when you sincerely ask for the forgiveness of sin. Yeah, I've had that times without number. Immediately, the devil brought the thoughts off. Sure, you know that your sin gets weight, and I couldn't tell this my friend what I really did. I was confused, but since he said God can forgive me, when I asked for forgiveness of sin, I determined to give it a try. I went on my knees and prayed like I have never prayed before. I remember asking God for peace of mind, to remove every form of guilt. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I had peace. Peace comes from nobody but God. let's continue. Okay, but seriously, the deal is that guilt. It really took me a lot of time, which included rebuking that thought of guilt, speaking God's words into my heart to reject such guilt. That really made me feel fine, made me feel free finally. My advice is, do not yield to that negative voice of the devil trying to make your past look large or what you have. Yes, you cannot redeem the past you did. You can't change it. The deed has been done, but you can help yourself by moving on in God's love. How I wish you know how much God loves you, even with that seemingly terrible past of yours. Babe, go on your knees now. Pray wholeheartedly and ask God to forgive you and take the guilt off you. Then live in the consciousness of God's love for you. That love is available. Let it replace that dark shadow. No matter the light put on you in the dark, what exhumes your heart will be God's love for you. Okay, that was like really beautiful to read. You can only find your total peace, your total freedom, your total love in God's law. It's in God. It's in Him we get all of this. So let me read. I think I have one more before we wrap it up. Okay, so this person says, I was taking too much time getting over this guy. I knew we'd never be together if I was ever going to take my relationship with God seriously. I was stuck in the pain of a heartbreak for such a long time. I developed insomnia, wow, and many other things as a result. When I came into understanding of the fact that I am a child of God, I will never run out of good things, it changed a whole lot for me. Afterwards, I wrote out all the things I wanted in a man. Okay, so this is a very practical example. Then I wrote, okay, she said, I wrote them against all he was offering me, that is the good and the bad. This exercise made me see how much I was settling. I also deliberately muted him online and offline. There were definitely days it was not easy to do these things, you know, those days you just want to talk to this person. I'll pick up my journal, write all I had to say to him in there. Most times I stop halfway through because my sense returns. The key thing for me was the understanding I came into and choosing not to allow my feelings rule me. When it comes down to it, feelings are sometimes the work of the flesh to keep us in place we should never even have visited. Okay, it says, oh sorry, I didn't read that well. It says, when it comes down to it, feelings are sometimes the work of the flesh to keep us in places we should never even have visited. So many months after, I can't be bothered anymore. I am in such a good place. Okay, I feel like all the stories I read are actually super amazing and they are relatable, very very relatable and practical examples. I like the last story I just read. It says she had to like write down the good and the bad. Like, I think I've had that situation in my life where I was trying to always fall back at a particular relationship and I had to sit myself down. Like, I'm like, okay, this is the reason why you left this relationship. Don't do this, don't do this. Like, it actually worked. That was one of the ways that actually helped me to move away from the past. Yes, I think it was really practical and it actually helped me. I had to, like, it was my friend that made me, said, babe, write it out. So when your sense is leaving, like that girl says, she said, so when her sense is leaving, she says she stops halfway because at that point her sense is returning. So I'm just going to wrap this up by saying that there's no condemnation for anyone. If you read the book of Romans 8, the whole chapter talks about there's no condemnation for anybody who is in Christ Jesus. You cannot be condemned. And like one of our speakers, our writer said, she said that you can only find true love in God. You can totally find your true love in God. And your past is your past. Do not let it haunt you. Your past is your past and it belongs in the past. That is where it actually belongs. The one thing I can also say that can actually help you is try to distract yourself from those thoughts. When your past comes haunting and all along, because even the Bible says an idle man is the devil's workshop. So I feel like even your past will only come haunting when you are idle. I don't know if anybody agrees with me, but I feel like that's how it works. If you're idle, then you have time for the past and stuff to come. But you realize that the moment you get busy, all those things like wipe off. So I'll say, try to distract yourself and always stay positive. Always stay positive. Oh, you already did this in the past. You did this in the past. Okay, I'm positive of what the future holds. I'm positive that is no longer where I used to be. I'm very sorry, but like, I feel like the God thing cannot be overemphasized when it comes to the role God has to play concerning your past and your present. It's just like it says, when you're a new man, all things have passed away, all things have become new. You are now new. What people used to know you for, what you've done is the past, and it should be the past. You are a new man, and it can't control you. That's like one of the major factors. It shouldn't control you. Your past should not control you. When those thoughts come, like, kick it off, like, I'm a new person. It happened, fine. You can't change it, fine. But that used to be me. That is not me. I hope somebody has actually picked one of the practical lessons that can actually help you to totally move on. But then another thing I would like to say is that God is not angry with you. Yes, I saw this tweet and it just talk like, yes, Damola, God is not angry with you. Whoever is listening to this, God is not angry with you. There is nothing you feel like you have done. There is nothing you feel like, let me even say, you will still do that would even make him angry with you. Never. He's not a wicked person. He's not angry with you. So learn to move on from your past. Like, just move on. Just go. Like, go. My pastor emphasized something on, I think it was on Sunday evening service. He said, just go. Like, keep going. Don't look back. I think he didn't say it in the times of past, but me, I'm just saying it, that just keep going and don't look back. Yes, okay? So thank you very much for listening to this episode. I'm sure that if you have a feedback, you will send, this is like really long. Please, if you have a feedback, send me a message. I would really appreciate. Don't forget to send me my message. Okay, if you want to send me a message me on Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with Damola, KIG with Damola on Instagram. You can send me a message on WhatsApp on 081-8361-5175. Thank you. God bless you.